Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们早上好。
And good morning, friend who are joining with us this morning.
朋友们早上好。
I always say it's such an exciting moment and pleasure for me to be able to preach in English from time to time.
我经常通常会说当我能够用英文来讲道的时候呢我总是很兴奋。
And that's one additional reason I look forward to, Elder Hsu coming to preach.
这当然呢也是另外一个原因就是我总是盼望着那个徐长老能够来讲道。
I always enjoy his messages.
我当然也很就是非常的喜爱听到他的信息。
I'm always so happy to see the encouragement he brings to the lives of our brothers and sisters.
他也通常呢就是也带来对我们弟兄姐妹们啊生命呢带来非常大的鼓励。
And then after he preaches, I get a chance to preach in English.
那他讲完道呢就轮到我呢我就可以用英文讲道。
We're going to be going into the second part of the message I gave a few weeks back from 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 24 to 27.
那今天呢我们就会接下来讲那个几周前我讲过的那个信息接下来我们今天我们讲的是第二部分从哥林多前书第九章二十四到二十七节。
If you remember, the title of the message is Running the Race for Christ.
如果你记得这个信息的标题就是为主竭力奔跑。
You know, many years ago, there's a movie called Forrest Gump. I don't know how many of you watched it and know the movie.
很多年前呢有部电影叫那个就是 Forrest Gump, 就是这个人的这个一个男生的名字。
叫做阿甘传奇。
阿甘
正传。
阿甘。
Yeah. It's a fun movie.
这是一个非常有趣的电影。
If you haven't seen it, I think it's an okay wholesome movie for you to watch.
如果你还没有看过这部电影的话，我建议你可以看一看。
Now in the movie, there's this man named Forrest Gump.
那在这个电影里呢，这个男主角的名字呢叫做阿甘。
He's kind of a caricature of a man, 一个漫画型的。
那他呢？这个男主角呢，就是他的特性呢是，就是有点就是漫画性的这个性格。
This man doesn't know much in life.
他呢，其实对生活呢不是了解很多。
He's not good at many things in life.
当然，他在生活当中一些事情呢，他也做的不是很好。
There's one thing that he can do.
但是有一样事情他可以做。
He can run.
他可以奔跑。
And so, in college wanted to recruit him to play football for them.
那有个大学呢想就是招他进去参加他们的那个
橄榄球队。
Yeah.
Now he knows nothing about football.
他对那个橄榄球其实一点都不了解。
He doesn't know how the game is played.
他不知道怎么去玩这个橄榄球。
He doesn't know how the team score.
他也不知道是如何去计分的。
But he can run.
但是他能够跑。
So the team figured out a way to make him the best secret weapon for the team.
所以呢这个橄榄球队呢就借着他就能跑的这个长处呢把他当做了这个队的秘密武器。
So they tell Forrest, look, we'll give this ball to you.
所以呢他们就告诉阿甘说我要把这个球给你。
You get the ball and you just start running.
你拿到球以后呢你就开始跑。
And so, at the end zone where they score, they'll hold up signs that says, run.
那在结束的地方呢他们会拿一个牌子说跑。
Because they found out this man doesn't know that when you run to the end zone, you need to stop. He'll keep running.
因为他们知道这阿甘呢就是他会一直的跑他不知道在哪里可以停下来。
他不知道要在得分区停下来是不是所以他如果不停他就继续跑。So the team said, look, when you see the sign flip over says stop, you need to stop.
那这个队员就说你看到如果你看到那个要停下来的这个标志你就得停下来。
So that's what he did in college.
所以呢他在大学里所做的呢就是这件事。
He just takes the ball, when the sign says run, he runs, when the sign says stop, he stops.
所以他所做的事就是他接到球以后他就跑然后看到要停下的标志他就停下。
But one day, for whatever reason,
但是有一天因为某种原因
For whatever reason, nobody knows.
没有人知道是什么原因。
He didn't stop.
他嗯，这次呢，他没有停下。
So he ran past the end zone.
所以呢，他他跑过，穿过了这个计分区。
He ran outside of the football field.
他跑出了这个橄榄球区。
And he ran outside of the stadium.
他跑出了这个球场。
And he just started running.
他就一直在嗯奔跑。
He ran from the city he was in to the next city.
他跑出了嗯，就是穿过了他所在的城市，跑到了另外一个城市。
And he ran from the state he was in to the next state.
他跑出了跑出了他所在的州，跑到另外一个州。
He ran for days.
他跑了好几天。
He ran for weeks.
他跑了好几个礼拜。
He ran for months.
他一直跑了好几个月。
And of course, everybody was, the media, the reporters are so excited. What is going on with this man? What is he doing? Is he running for a cause? Is he like getting some message from, like, space?
当然每个人都很惊讶为什么他一直在跑呢所以有些就是新闻媒介呢也在追踪他他们就很奇怪他为什么会这样一直坚持跑下去呢他是不是从宇宙当中接到了一些什么信息
The newspaper reports where he is, what he's doing, the TV, shows where he's at, how far and how long he's ran.
那报纸电视新闻上呢都在报告他说他跑了多少他在哪里。
People ask him question, why are you running?
那大家呢就问他你为什么要这样坚持跑呢
You receive a sign from God?
你从上帝那里接到了一个信息吗
But he's silent.
但是呢他就一直保持安静。
He ran and ran and ran.
他就一直的坚持的奔跑。
And he ran until he grew a full beard.
他一直跑着跑着等一直跑到他的胡子都长得很长了。
And he looked like Moses.
他看起来像摩西。
Or Abraham.
或者亚伯拉罕。
Or just some wise, like holy man.
看上去呢就像那些有智慧的圣人。
And then one day in the middle of an interstate, like in the middle of nowhere, he stopped.
有一天在荒无人野的地方呢他突然停下来了。
So people are excited now, right? This man who ran for months across the entire continent now stopped.
那大家呢就很兴奋这个人跑了这么多的路跑了这么多的州他突然停下来了。
And he just stood there.
他就站在那边。
And all the reporter went up to him. Forrest, Forrest!
那所有的记者呢就追上他喊叫着他的名字。
What is it? What is it?
那这到底是什么呢
Why are you stopping?
那你为什么现在停下来了
did you reach enlightenment?
那你现 reach what?
Yeah, 你是不是有一个什么极重大的一个启发 Yeah. Have you, what is your message for the people?
那你对大家的有没有什么所要有没有什么所要讲的呢
？He stood there and he said.
他站在那边说。
I'm tired.
我累了。
I'm going home.
我要回家了。
Forrest Gump.
这个阿甘。
He's a man who ran for no reason.
他呢是为了他这个人跑。跑了这么多路呢是没有原因的跑。
And he stopped for no reason.
他停下来呢也是没有理由的。
There was never any purpose for his running.
他跑了这么多路呢是没有目的的。
He doesn't know why he runs.
他也不知道他为什么要跑这么多路。
But he knows one day he's tired, he doesn't want to run anymore.
但是呢他知道有一天他累了他不想再跑了。
This is a kind of a, this is a caricature, right? This is a comedy. This is a funny a movie.
这是呢一部喜剧片。
But you know, when something is funny, it's because it reflects a little bit of real life, a reality.
但是呢我们大家也知道当我们看到一些就是好笑的事情我们也知道这些事情呢其实也反映出我们生活当中的某些事。
Are there things in our lives that we do?
那在我们生活当中我们有些事情我们所做的。
That we do all the time?
我们呢一直这么做。
We feel like we need to do it.
我们感觉我们要这么做。
And then sometimes we decide we don't want to do it anymore, we stop.
但是突然呢，有时候呢，我们突然会停，会说我们不想再做。
But when you really think about it, what's the reason for you to do what you do?
但你真正去思考，你如果真正思考的话，你会想我为什么要这么做呢？
And when you don't want to do it anymore, what's the reason? What's the purpose for you not to do them anymore?
当你不想再做的时候，你有没有思考说我为什么不想再做了呢？
This is pertinent not only to our lives.
这不仅仅是关系到我们的生活。
This is pertinent to the way we live before God.
当然这也关系到我们在神的面前要如何去生活。
This has to do with the perspective and understanding we have about the purpose and the value of life that God wants us to live.
这呢其实关系到就是神对我们就是生命我生命的这个价值和我们生命的目的的有关紧紧有关的。
This is not just a biblical doctrine or theological philosophizing for Christians.
这不仅仅是就是我们神学上的一些对就是对基督徒的一些理念。
This is not something lofty and unreachable for us.
这些呢不是说这些事情呢不是说高高在上我们无法取得的。
This is so practical. This touches all aspects of our daily living.
这些呢其实对我们的日常生活呢都是息息相关的。
And this is what this passage is telling us, brothers and sisters.
这其实呢也是这几段经文在告诉我们的。
And this is the reason why I had to take 2 weeks for this passage.
所以呢这也是这也是呢就是为了就这几节经文呢我要讲就是讲两次分两次讲。
Because there are at least two very tremendously important things that really demand our attention in this passage.
其实在这几节经文里面有两点非常非常重要的信息需要我们重视的。
Right? One is, what is the prize that we're running for? What is the crown? What is the reward?
那第一个就是我们赛跑的这个奖赏或这个冠冕是什么？
Right? We're living this life.
我们当今的生活
It's compared to a race.
我们把当今的生活比作这个竞赛。
But we need to race for a prize.
那我们呢这个赛跑呢是为了一个奖赏而跑的。
So what are we living for?
那我们生活的为什么而活呢
Right? So last time we look at this question number one.
那上一次呢我们看我们呢研讨了这个第一个问题。
And we realized that we need to run this race because we are partakers of the gospel.
我们意识到我们需要跑就是去参加这个赛跑因为我们要因为我们有福音。
Yeah. And we need to run because we have received such a great salvation.
我们需要赛跑因为我们已经收到了这个接受了这个伟大的救赎。
Because we have this new life.
正是因为我们有这个新生命。
And so we run.
所以我们才要赛跑。
And we also run because we know our great God and our loving Father, He expects us to run.
我们赛跑是因为我们知道我们的伟大的天父爱我们的爱我们的神盼望期望我们要参加这个赛跑。
We know that our wonderful Lord, He expects us to receive the crown of glory and the heavenly rewards that he has prepared for us to enjoy.
我们也知道我们伟大的神呢希望我们能够收到这个他所为我们准备的这个冠冕。
Right, so we need to know the why.
那我们知道我们要知道为什么。
But the second part really in this passage is the how.
那第二部分的信息呢在那就是如何去赛跑
right? The part in this passage that really requires our attention, the second part is, well then, how shall we run? How should we run?
那第二部分的信息呢是真正是需要我们重视的就是我们如何去赛跑。
What does it mean to exercise self-control?
那要 锻炼就是锻炼自我控制，那这个到底是指什么呢？
The passage says to actually discipline our own body and make it our slave, or even to say to bruise our body and make it a slave. Does that mean we need to beat ourselves up?
那这个经文里说要就是
是攻克己身，
要攻克，
但是意思是说我们要极度的好像要自我的控制和节制，甚至要攻击我们自己。那他是这个意思吗？我们要好像是严厉的对待我们自己的身体吗？ OK, so what does all that look like in real life though?
那在真正的生活当中看上去怎样的呢？这一切。
And can someone actually be so self-controlled and so disciplined if we are physically weak?
那如果我们肉体上是软弱的，那我们能够真正操练我们这个自我控制吗？
Or we already feel that we're losing steam. How is it that we're supposed to keep going like this?
如果我们已经感到很软弱了，我们如何才能坚持的去赛跑呢？
Now I think it's worth me repeating this from last time.
那我觉得我有必要呢再把上次的重复一下。
The way we run the race in this life has eternal consequences.
那我们在这个生命当中，我们所参加的赛跑呢，其实是有永生的结果的。
And the way that we run the race of life actually also has ramifications for the present time as well.
那我们如何去赛跑呢？其实能够影响到我们今天。我如何这能够影响到我们当今的生命的。
Yes, yes, there is a eternal glory and there is a heavenly crown and reward for us.
对，是有我们有永生的荣耀，我们有永生的冠冕在等待我们。
But God's blessing and His promises of protection and provision is equally applied and is equally given to our life today.
但是神对我们的保护，神对我们的供应，也同样在我们当今在我们今天的这个生命当中是同样的存在的。
And the withholding of the reward in heaven similarly applies to the withholding of God's blessings if we are not mindful to the way that we live before Him.
那就像我们高举上帝以后上帝给我们永生的冠冕一样，我们在当今的生命当中，我们也要紧紧的抓住神的神对我们的祝福和供应。
对，因为如果我们今天不是在神的面前敬虔的追求他，小心翼翼的在他的面前活出这个我们新生命的样式，那不但我们在永世当中神的这个奖赏会减少，并且我们在今世当中同样神也会控制住他所给我们的祝福。 Okay, now this is not because we are saved by works.
这不是说因为我们是因为工作而得救，说
对，或我们的行为的表现
而得救。
Yeah, it is not because we are saved by the things we do.
不是说我们不是说因为我们所做的事而得救。
It is because the way we live must reflect the grace that we received in Christ.
是因为我们所活的生命呢，一定要反映出我们从神那里接受到的恩典。
The reality of the grace of God is reflected in the reality of the way we conduct ourselves.
那神的恩典呢，就是在我们的生活，在我们的生命当中反映出来。
James, in the book of James, it tells us that faith without work is dead.
那在
雅各书
当中就说信心
没有行为
的信心是死的。
So we run this race, right, to prove the kind of person that we are.
所以呢，我们要赛跑，就是因为要证明我们是怎样一个人。
Am I a man of God?
我们是属神的人吗？
Or am I a man of the world?
我还是属世的人。
Am I a woman who pursues the spirit?
我是追求灵命的人吗？
Or am I a woman who pursues the flesh?
还是我在追求肉体的人？
The way we live, the way we run this race in life reflects who we depend on.
我们如何去赛跑？我们如何去生活？其实反映出来我们是靠谁的。
Do I depend on myself, my own ability? Do I depend on my flesh?
我是靠我自己的能力，靠我自己，靠自己的肉体的吗？
Or am I depending on God, depending on His Word, and depending on His Spirit's moving in my life?
或许我是靠神的，我是靠神的吗？我是靠神的话语的吗？我是靠他的灵命的吗？
The way we run this race of life,
那我们如何去赛跑？
Right. The way we actually conduct ourselves in life,
那我们如何去生命，如何去生活？
It actually shows who we consider as our Lord and our God.
其实呢，反映出来呢，我们是以谁来作为我们的神，我们的主的？
Is it Jesus?
是耶稣吗？
Is it me?
还是我自己？
Or maybe it's the people around me.
或者我周围的人。
And so today we're looking at the question, right? The second question is, well, how then should we run?
那今天我们的问题就是，那我们如何来赛跑呢？
How should a Christian, how do we as Christians run this race of life?
那我们作为基督徒，我们应该如何去参加这场生命的赛跑呢？
And since our lives belong to Christ because He has purchased us by His blood,
因为我们的生命是属于基督神的，基督耶稣的，因为他已经用他的宝血买了我们。
How are we to run and how are we to live for Christ?
那我们如何为他去赛跑，为他去生活呢？
So let me just read this passage, for us again.
我们接下来读一段经文。
I'll read this passage in English. Please follow along in Chinese. And then the next passage from Philippians, I'll ask Elaine to read it in Chinese and we'll follow along in English, okay? So that would save us some time.
我们呢先我这次呢用英文读，大家看中文的呢就自己读中文。后面我们用英中文读。
1 Corinthians chapter 9, 24 to 27 says, Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one receives the prize? So run that you may obtain it. Every athlete exercises self-control in all things. They do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable. So I do not run aimlessly, and I do not box as one beating the air, but I discipline my body and keep it under control, lest after preaching to others, I myself should be disqualified. It's important for us to understand what's really going on in Paul's mind when he's talking about this running.
那当保罗在讲到这个赛跑的时候，我们一定要理解，就是他内心他是怎么在思想的。
Because he tells us how to run this race.
因为他告诉我们如何去赛跑。
And it is important us to get a fuller picture of what Paul's saying.
那我们对我们来说呢，这一点很重要。我们应该理解就是，保罗的真正就是描述出来的一幅全景是怎么样的。
So let's look at Philippians chapter 3.
那么接下来看腓立比书第三章。
Philippians chapter 3,
腓立比书第三章
12
and 13. 第12和13节。
He says, the last part of 12 says, so we need to work out our salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you both to will and to work for his good pleasure.
Philippians?
Oh.
Chapter 2.
Oh, sorry. Oh, Philippians 3:12. So Philippians 3:12 through 14, actually. Okay. So, Elaine, can you read that for us?
12 to 14?
Yes.
腓立比书第三章第十二到十四节，这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了，我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣，所以得着我的。弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
Right. Brothers and sisters, Paul actually makes it very clear here in Philippians.
在这几节经文当中，保罗已经讲得很清楚了。
I know sometimes we come to this passage and we scratch our head and we say this is kind of hard to understand.
我知道有时候我们读到这节经文，抓着脑袋会说这非常难以理解。
I understand running.
我知道赛跑。
I understand, pressing on to the goal.
我也理解就是我要竭力的追求向着目标奔跑。
I understand there's a prize I need to run for.
我也知道会有奖赏，我要向着那个奖赏奔跑。
But what does it mean that I may attain that which I have been obtained for?
那是什么那个我已经得着我要得着我已经得着的。
Yeah, 就是第十二节后面说什么到说我能够得到基督耶稣所以得着我的这句话到底是什么意思是不是 ?What does it mean that I will make it my own because Christ has made me his own in verse 12?
那第十二节、okay.
Yeah.
我不是以为我第十二节说的我乃是竭力追求或者可以得着基督耶稣所以得着我的是什么意思呢
yeah, This is speaking about that prize in verse 14 tells us it's the upward call of God. It's the upward call of God to believers.
这就是指第十四节当中所讲到的从上面召我来得的奖赏。
But this is something that is very unique, but very clearly what Paul's telling us in terms of why we need to run this race and how we ought to do it.
这就是呢，非常就是保罗所跟我们讲，我们为什么要赛跑的原因，就是非常的独特的一个原因。
Because, yeah. He's emphasizing on the relationship between running to obtain and running because we have been obtained.
他其实在着重的强调就是我们所要竭力追求的这个关我们所要竭力追求的这个这一点和我们可以得着基督耶稣所以得着我的这两点之间的关系。
呀、yeah, 所以这有一点困难就是当我们在跑的时候我们是为了要得着奖赏而跑。可是同样我们跑是因为我们已经被得着了所以我们跑 right? The relationship between running to obtain and the relationship to running because we have been obtained
就是这、
okay? yeah. 我们为什么要为了得到而去跑然后我们是因着我们已经被得着了而去跑To run to obtain is talking about the seriousness and the purposefulness and the intentionality we have on our own to do so.
那我们奔跑去得着是就是说我们呢有这个我们有这个目的性what else?
Yeah, 认真的。
我们要认真的
有
目的性
的
有目标的
用心的去跑是不是 And when it speaks of us running because we have been obtained actually speaks to a Christian not having a fear of the loss of salvation and so that we are secure
那我们 要奔跑像已经得着了一样去奔跑呢，是指呢我们基督徒呢要就是也应该没有就是不会惧怕我们会失去我们的
救恩
救恩、
嗯、啊，我们在神的手中是绝对是安稳的，是有安全感的 right? So this is a totally unique way in which a Christian runner would run.
这就是作为基督徒的奔跑者所拥有的这个独特性。
Brothers and sisters, we runNot because we see Jesus as the judge at the finish line, ready to just scrutinize us, and as we run so hard, relying only on our own strength.
弟兄姐妹们，我们奔跑呢，不是说把耶稣基督看作我们在终点是终点的一个审判者，我们呢是靠着自己的肉体去奔跑。
Right.We're relying on ourselves, we're running so hard, and Jesus is going to judge on my effort.
我们奔跑，我们竭尽全力的去奔跑啊！耶稣呢，到时候会来按照我的这个就是按照我的努力程度去审判我。
No.
不是这样的。
No, we run as those who have already been taken hold by Jesus for the price.
我们呢要像就是已经得着的人一样的奔跑。
We run and we can win the prize because the power of having been taken hold for the prize, the power for us to receive the prize is already belong to us.
我们要努力的奔跑是因为我们已经知道这个The power of the...
Yeah. 我们能够奔跑并且我们能够得到奖赏，因为那个能够得到奖赏的能力已经在主耶稣基督里面赐给我们了。Okay. Hebrews 12, 2-3 tells us, puts it this way.
Hebrews, 希伯来书第12章2到3节。
It says, so we look at Jesus, we look to Jesus.Who is the founder and perfecter of our faith, and who for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. So consider him who endured for the sinners such hostility against himself, so that you may not grow weary or faint-hearted.
希伯来书第十二章两到三节仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。那忍受罪人这样顶撞的，你们要思想，免得疲倦灰心。
Brothers and sisters, we set our eyes on our Lord Jesus.
弟兄姐妹们，我们呢，就是定睛仰望我们的神基督耶稣。
He is the judge.
他是那个审判者。
He is going to judge the way we run our lives.
他当然要审判我们是如何在我们的生命上赛跑的。
But he himself is not judging our fleshly efforts.
但是呢他并不是说会来审判我们肉体上的。
Because he is the founder and perfecter of our faith.
因为他就是我们信心的基础。
And if we consider all that he has done for us, for you and for me,
但他所为我们所做的一切
verse 3 at the end says, then you may not grow weary or faint-hearted.
我们如果这样思想的话，我们就不会疲倦灰心。
See, we run to obtain the fullness of the eternal life God has given for us.
我们赛跑是因为要得到神所给我们的这个就是丰富的永生。
But we want to run precisely because we have already been obtained for the eternal life in Christ.
但是呢我们要精精确确的赛跑是因为我们已经得着了这个生命。
Yeah. Look, our running,Brothers and sisters, believers, our running is the proof that we have been obtained for it.
我们的赛跑呢，其实就是一个证明，就是我们已经得着了。
Salvation is all of Christ.
那这个救赎就是我们的我们的奖品。
救赎的全部都是主耶稣基督 ，right? The salvation is all of Christ and it's none of us. 救恩完完全全都是主耶稣基督所给予的，我们没有份的，我们不能对我们的得救有任何的贡献。Yet Paul says in 1 Corinthians 9:14.
在
9:24, that you need to run to obtain the prize.
但是呢，仍旧在哥林多前书，保罗说，我们仍旧要赛跑去得到奖赏。
Salvation is all of Christ.
那救赎是完完全全属于神，属于基督的。
Yeah, 是基督供应给我们的，是不是 ？And it's none of us.
不是我们的。
But then God's word tells us that run as if you would obtain the prize.
但是呢，神的话语仍旧告诉我们，我们要像去得奖赏，想要得奖赏的那样去赛跑。
You see, God did not save you to sit in the stands.
所以呢，神呢就拯救我们，不是说让我们坐在那边。
God did not save you to sit at the edge of the pool and dip your feet in the water.
神呢就拯救我们呢，不是说让我们坐在游泳池的边上，泡着我们的脚。
God did not save you so that you can lie on the track.
神救赎我们呢，不是说让我们躺在那边就行了。
那不是躺在跑道上、操场上面躺，是不是？God saved you so that you may spend yourself for the glory of God.
那神呢救赎了我们，拯救了我们呢，那我们呢就可以把我们的生命呢，花在神的荣耀上面。
Doesn't the scripture tell us that we are not our own because we've been brought with a price?
我们不是属于我们自己的，我们是被是用价
重
价买来的。
And so glorify God in your body.
所以呢，我们要用我们的身体来荣耀神。
This is in 1 Corinthians chapter 6.
在哥林多前书第六章说道。
Brothers and sisters, the point of salvation.
那救赎的关键是什么
？Is so that the glory of God may be revealed in our lives.
救赎的关键重点就是神的荣耀在我们身上能够显示出来。
It is a visible manifestation of the glory of God.
这就是能够让神的荣耀呢能够被看见。
This is what Paul is saying.
这就是保罗所讲。
And this is what the Holy Spirit is saying to us through the Apostle Paul.
那就是这也是圣灵通过使徒保罗跟我们所讲。
We are to fight and we are to run so that we may glorify God.
我们要在这里打仗，我们要在这里赛跑，所以我们能够显示神的荣耀。
Because it demonstrates that he is real and that he is worthy and he is precious to us.
这就能够表现能够说明神是值得的，神是真正的，神是值得我们去追求的。
By the way we run,
我们赛跑。
By the way we fight,
我们打仗。
It would show God's holiness and His love and how satisfying it is to be in Him.
这就能够显示神的神的圣洁，我们在神的爱里面是多么的满足。
Running and fighting well, brothers and sisters, is about revealing Christ in us.
我们如果能够跑好，能够跑好这场赛跑，打好这场仗，我们就能够表现出我们就能够显示出基督耶稣。
And it shows us how precious the prize of eternal life is in us.
那就能够显示出这个永生的价值是多么的宝贵。
We mentioned last time that in a competition, in a Christian race, we are not competing against other believers.
上次我们也提到过，在我们基督徒的竞赛里面，我们不是相互的竞赛。
Right? We mentioned that really what we're competing against are the practical, the physical, and the spiritual matters that will hinder our life in Christ.
我们其实在于那些就是在我们的生命当中，在我们的灵命当中，要阻止我们的那些障碍物赛跑。
In a way, brothers and sisters, the way we ought to run is so that our lives will not become impediments for others to come to know Christ.
我们为什么要赛跑呢？是因为我们赛跑，那我们的生命呢，就不会成为其他弟兄姐妹、其他基督徒的一个障碍物。
In fact, the way we run, the way that our life is manifested, ought to draw others to be open and receptive to Christ.
那我们赛跑的方式呢，其实是要吸引其他的人能够向能够向基督耶稣打开他们的心声。
Because right, our lives must be consistent with our message.
那我们的生命和我们所讲的信息呢是要一致的。
And it is with our lives when they actually reflect the truth and power of the gospel of salvation.
在我们的生命当中呢，我们需要反映出这个福音的真实性。
When we can reflect the truth and the power of the gospel of Christ, then our messages can then reach into the hearts of the unsaved souls.
当我们的生命反映出了福音的真实性和力量，那我们的那这呢就能够这些福音呢就能够真正的深入人心。
So the Christian life is not a race to achieve entrance into heaven.
那基督徒的赛跑呢并不是说要得到要得到我们进天堂的门票。
We're saved by grace.
我们呢已经被恩典救赎了。
We're saved by grace.
我们已经靠着恩典救赎了。
Not by our effort or by our discipline or by our obedience.
我们不是靠着我们自己的自控能力或者我们的顺服而救赎的。
It's not how often I attend church activities.
我们不是靠着说我多久去教会参加教会聚会而救赎的。
It's not about whether I participate in ministry or not.
并不是说我有没有参加教会的服事或者。
We are saved by believing.
我们得救是靠着相信。
Right, not by achieving.
并不是靠着我们的努力。
We're not saved by works, by good works even.
我们不是靠着我们的好行为而得救。
But Ephesians 2 tells us we are not saved by works, but we are saved for good works.
以弗所书告诉我们不是靠着行为得救，但是我们的得救呢是为了好的行
为。So the Christian life is a race, brothers and sisters.
所以呢基督徒的生命呢是一个赛跑。
It's a race, that we are in to accomplish what God puts, us here on earth for.
我们这个赛跑呢就是神把我们放在这个地上我们神把我们放在这个地上所要我们所需要的赛跑。
It's a privilege and it's a pleasure to be in God's plan and in God's purpose to live out our lives for Him.
在神的计划当中，我们能够活出我们的生命，活出他的计划，这其实对我们来说是一种权柄，也是一种喜悦。
What a great way to receive the approval of God, where He could say to us.Well done and faithful servant.
当神和我们说，你我的仆人，你做得很好。这是不是对我们来说，是不是一种喜乐，一种荣耀呢
？So how should we run then?
那我们应该如何赛跑呢
？I'm only going to cover two aspects today.
我今天呢，只能够讲到两点。
I think these are already tremendous for us.
这两点呢，对我们来说已经是非常的重要。
How should we run?
那我们如何赛跑？
Number one, we need to run the way winners run.
那第一点就是我们就像要赢者那样去赛跑。
Right? Paul says in verse 24 that when you run, only one received the prize, so run like that.
那保罗在24章就讲到，我们赛跑要像要像那个得奖赏只有一个人的一人那样去赛跑。
Run like the way that the person will win.
就像你要赛跑，就像要得到奖赏的那个人那样一样去赛跑。
This verse is not saying only one person received the prize. This is not to say that only one Christian received the prize.
这里没有说只有一个人或者一个基督徒能够得到奖赏。
Right, every Christian, we already mentioned this, every Christian.Can win, and every Christian has prize reserved for him and her.
我们已经讲过，每一个基督徒都可以得到奖赏。
In fact, the way the Christian body, the body of Christ, is established, we're supposed to help each other actually win the race for Christ.
那其实呢，我们说过这个基督的身体就是我们呢应该相互帮助去跑完这场赛跑。
Right, the one another languages in Scripture. 在圣经里面提到很多的彼此的这些经文 right? How we love one another, how we serve one another, how we encourage one another, how we accept one another, how we spur one another on.
那在经文上也提到很多这个彼此，就是我们如何彼此的去服侍，彼此的去相互帮助。
彼此相爱，彼此接纳，彼此鼓励。What are all these one another for?
那这个彼此是什么呢？是为什么呢？
So that we can what? Win the race for Christ.
所以呢，这彼此就是为了我们能够赢得主耶稣基督的奖赏。
So the point here is not, hey, only one of you will win the race.
所以这里呢，不是只说一个人得奖赏。
The point in verse 24, yes, the point in verse 24 is said,The way you run, you need to run like that person who wants to win and who's going to win.
那这个二十四节呢，是指呢，就是你如何去赛跑呢？你要赛，你赛跑就像要，就得像那个要得奖赏的人一样赛跑。
Well, how does a winner run?
那赢者是如何赛跑的呢？
Well, he got to run hard.
你要非常努力的去跑。
She has to give.Everything she has in the race.
她应该竭尽全力的去跑。
Right, in Romans 12:10-11, Paul says this.
在罗马书第十二章第十和十一节。
Yeah, Romans chapter 12, verses 10 and 11.
罗马书第十二章第十和十一节。
Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Do not be slothful in zeal, but be fervent in the spirit. Serve the Lord.
爱弟兄要彼此亲热，恭敬人要彼此推让，殷勤不可懒惰，要心里火热，常常服侍主。
Ah, that's the attitude.
这就是我们所应该拥有的态度。
To be full of zeal.
应该要有热情，心里火热。
对 yeah, full of zeal and being fervent in the spirit.
并且不可懒惰。
You know, that's the way that we need to run in our service for Christ.
那我们在服侍主的时候呢，我们就应该是这样。
Not being lazy or idle.
不可以懒惰。
Right? Or...Just being kind of sluggish or being unconcerned.
或者呢毫无毫就是毫不关心的。
Now, I do want to mention something, and I think there, for a long time has, for many people, there's a misunderstanding of this attitude of running.
那我要提一提呢就是我知道很多人可能有一些误解对这个赛跑这个竞赛有一些误解。
Okay, we are to run hard.
我们呢要努力的赛跑。
We are to give it our all.
我们呢应该竭尽全力的去赛跑。
Run with all of your strength.
用尽你全身的力量去赛跑。
Yeah, we've tried that.
我们试过。
Yeah, it's so tiring.
非常的累。
I'm on all the time.
我总是呢就是一直都在努力。
Hey, when there is a ministry in the church, I never say no.
当教会有施工的时候呢，我从来没有拒绝过。
Hey, when there are people in need, I never say no.
当有人有需要的时候，我从来没有拒绝过。
I give, I give, I give, and I give.
我一直在给予，给予，给予。
I give till I have nothing to give.
我给予到了我自己都没有所剩的。
And then I collapse.
然后呢，我自己就泄气了。
And then I have to retreat.
然后呢，我就得重新的
不是，然后我就要躲起来。我要躲起来。And then I feel bad.
然后呢，我就对自己感觉非常差。
How come I'm not serving the Lord with zeal?
为什么呢？我为什么没有热情的去服侍主呢？
How come I no longer have love for other people?
我为什么没有对人家的爱呢？
Brothers and sisters, before I even go onto this point, let's think about the runner who runs for that gold medal.
那弟兄姐妹，让我们来想一想，就是在赛跑进在竞赛当中，那些那个就是为了金牌拿到金牌的那个人而跑的那个人。
Yes, when you're in the race, you give everything you've got.
当你在比赛的时候呢，你竭尽的全力。
Yes, to prepare for the race, you gotta train yourself probably more so than anybody else.
为了去准备这场赛跑呢，你训练，你花了很多的时间去训练自己。
But is it saying yes to everything that can benefit your performance so that you empty yourself and expend all of your energy?
所以呢，那么当你呢，对每一项服饰都说我可以的时候。那你是不是这样？是不是为了这场竞这样做？是不是为了这场竞赛而准备呢
？The runner who's going to win the gold,
那这个得金牌的赛跑者
，Do you think the day, the night before his running, is he sleeping or is he training？
那在他竞赛的前一个晚上，你觉得他是在跑步呢，他还是在睡觉
？Is he running another 20 laps few hours before his actual race？
在竞赛之前，他是在一直在跑吗
？Because he knows he had trained hard.
他知道他已经训练好了。
But he knows tomorrow is the big day.
他也知道明天就是那个竞赛的那天。
He has to keep his body in the tip-top shape.
所以呢，他也知道他要保守他的身体。
So he needs to train.
他需要训练。
Prepare.
他需要准备。
But he needs to rest.
但是他也需要休息。
And then before the race, he will warm up.
在竞赛之前呢，他要热身。
His everything he does is intentional.
那所有他所做的一切呢，都是有目的的。
The training is intentional.
这个训练是有目的的。
The rest is intentional.
休息也是。
The preparation, for the run is intentional.
他所为赛竞赛所准备的一切都是有目的的。
Nothing is by accident.
没有一样事情是意外的。
Nothing is without purpose.
没有一样事情是没有目的的。
That is how a runner can win the gold.
那就是他为什么能够赢得金牌
？Because he knows why he is running.
因为他知道他为什么要赛跑。
Brothers and sisters, we are to run with that mentality.
弟兄姐妹们，我们就是要以这样的一个心态去赛跑。
Yes, with all of our strength, with all of our heart.
用我们整个的力量，整个心身去赛跑。
I mean,Jesus even said this, quoting from the Old Testament scripture, which sums up the law and the prophets, which is what? Love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your mind, and with all of your strength.
那基督耶稣也是这么说的，就是我们要全身全心的去爱，
尽心尽意和尽力的去爱主你的神。Well, on top of that, you have to love other people like yourself.
并且呢，就是你对人家，对对，你爱人呢，就像爱己。
Is that supposed to be a burden on us?
那这是不是对我们来说是应该是一个负担呢
？Is it a burden that weighs us down because oh, I have to do it, and then if I don't do it,
是
I'm not a good Christian, and if I don't do it, God's going to judge me, and then I won't have the blessing because I'm not doing it.
那这是不是一个负担呢？要压垮我们，我们会觉得如果我们不做的话，我们就不是一个好的基督徒，神就会审判我，神就我就不得神的喜悦。
That is a death spiral.
这是其实是一个死亡
一个往死亡去的这个下坠，是不是？ That is not the voice of the Holy Spirit, brothers and sisters.
这并不是说圣灵所要告诉我们的。
That is our flesh. And that is Satan using our weakness to prevent us from living for God.
这是我们的肉体，这也是撒旦所想要利用我们来阻止我们与神接近。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们,
in our service for Christ,
what is service?
In our service for Christ.
在我们服侍基督耶稣的时候。
Now, remember, Pastor Alex and I always remind us.
我们要请大家记得，就是Alex 长老和我一直提醒大家。
When we say the in service of Christ, we don't mean church ministry only.
当我们说我们要服侍基督耶稣，我们并不是只是教会里的服侍。
When we say we're in service of Christ, yes, that is ministry, but that is our family and that is our profession.
我们说我们当我们服侍基督耶稣的时候，是的，我们要在教会里服侍。但是我们这也是指在我们的家庭当中，在我们的职场当中。
This is not just the things we do, but it is the relationships we have.
这并不是说我们仅仅是指我们所做的事，但是也是指我们所在的一切关系当中。
So in our service to Christ, brothers and sisters.
所以我们在服侍基督耶稣的时候
，It is not how much we do，
并不是指我们做多少事情
，It's how well we do it，
而是指我们如何的去做好这些事情。
It is not overextending ourselves till we're empty，
并不是指要我们并不是指要我们把自己掏空
，But it's because we know what we do。Is because we have set our eyes on our Lord Jesus Christ, and we're doing it for Him.
但是呢，我们做这一切呢，是因为我们把我们的目光呢聚集在神基督耶稣的身上，我们为他而做。
Because it's for my Lord Jesus Christ, so I will give my best.
因为这是为我们主为我的主耶稣基督的，所以我要尽我最大的能力。
I will give all that I have.
我要把我的一切给予我。给予我所有的一切。
And to be able to be in my tip-top shape, I have to find comfort. I have to find comfort and find the freedom to rest.
当然，为了能让我做好这一切呢，我也要使自己有满足，并且自己有休息。
God is a God of rest.
神是
给安息的神，
安息的神。
He created the world in 6 days, and he instituted the seventh day, which he rested.
他用六天创造了这个世界，第七天他安息了，休息了。
And with that, he gave mankind a pattern in which we work 6 days, and we will find rest on the seventh.
所以呢，他也给了我们这个模式，让我们要工作六天，休息一天。
But brothers and sisters, rest.Is not be on the sideline.
Be on the what?
On the sidelines. Yeah, 休息不是把自己从这个赛场上面好像挪开了，好像就站在这个跑道边而已，没有站在跑道上 ，right? Brothers and sisters, we are saved for the race.
弟兄姐妹们，我们已经就是为了这个赛跑而得救了。
We're saved for the race.
我们为这个赛跑而得救。
So we need to be in the race.
所以我们一定要在这个在这个竞赛当中。
But to do well in the race, brothers and sisters.
但是呢，在这个赛跑当中，我们要如何去做好
？We need to know when we train.
我们要知道我们什么时候去训练。
We need to know when we rest.
什么时候去休息
？We need to know what we eat. Right, we have to be watchful of your diet intake.
我们要知道我们 可以需要吃什么，我们要就是小心我们所吃的。
You need to know why you rest.
你要知道你为什么要休息。
But all of that is because you want to do the best job, the most fantastic job you can for Christ in the race.
因为这一切呢，都是为了，因为我们想要为在这场为基督所做的赛跑当中呢，
so,
我们要做好。
It is not how much you do.
并不是说我们要做多少。
It is how well you do.
而是指我们如何去做好。
Now, it is not how much you do.
不是说我们去做多少。
But you won't be doing nothing.
但是呢，你其实是不用做任何事情。
Because when you do nothing for Christ,
但当你呢为耶稣不做任何事情的时候，
when you're not in the service of the Lord Jesus,
那你呢就不再服侍主耶稣基督。
And you have disqualified yourself.
那你呢就把自己给去放弃了，
自己弃权了，是不是？是啊。The second thing that we learn here.
那第二点我们学到
的。Is that we need to, so the first point is we need to run.
那第一点就是。
Like how winners run.
我们就像要得奖赏的那个人。这个人这样赛跑。
Don't be like Forrest Gump.
不要像那个阿甘那样。
The number two thing we see here is we need to learn to develop what? A spirit-led self-control.
那第二点呢就是我们呢需要赛跑使自己呢有被就是圣灵所引导的自我控制的能力。
对。You know, oftentimes, brother and sister, there's also a misunderstanding and conception for Christians that self-control is very important.
那自我控制呢是非常的重要的。
And we all know, actually, we all recognize that self-control is important.
我们也都认识到自我控制是很重要的。
Whether you're a Christian or not, you know self-control is very important.
不管你是不是基督徒，你都知道自我控制很重要。
Those who have more self-control, those who have stronger willpower, are the people who have their life more kept together.
那些呢，就是自我控制能力好的或人呢，往往呢就是生活呢就会比较好。
Tend to be more healthy, maybe more wealthy, more successful.
那这些人呢，看上去呢，可能是更富足一些。更健康一些。
So here Paul talks about self-control, then immediately we think about the fruit of the Spirit has self-control.
那我们谈到自我控制呢，就是我们就会想到那个圣灵的果子当中就讲到这一点。
But so then we think, wow, it's so important for Christians to have self-control.
那我们也知道，就对基督徒来说是很重要，我们要有自我控制。
It's so important for us to develop self-control.
我们培养自我控制能力也是很重要。
Brothers and sisters, do you see? Here, it's not talking about a self-control we develop.
这里弟兄姐妹们你应该注意到这里并不是只讲就是我们自己所我们自己所发展的这个自我控制自己所培养的。
This is not a lesson in a self-help, self-development seminar.
这并不是说一堂帮助我们培训我们自我控制的一堂课。
Self-control is a funny thing.
自控能力自我控制是一件比较奇怪的事情。
You either have it or you don't.
你呢或许你呢就是可以有或者呢也可以没有。
你要不然就是有自制的能力你要不然就是没有。Those people who have self-control, they don't need to be taught.
那些有自控能力的人呢不需要被教。
But、they don't need to be encouraged.
他们也不需要被鼓励。
They already have it.
因为他们已经有了。
And guess what? Those of us who have no self-control, no matter how many times people tell us, no matter how many times I tell myself to have self-control, I don't have it.
那些没有自控能力呢不管你教他多少次他仍旧不会有。
I can try it for a bit.
他可以就是试图可以试着努力一下。
I gained too much weight over Chinese New Year.
在新年春节的时候呢，我长了一些体重。
But Cindy, you know, out of her love and care for me, bought me one of my favorite potato chip, jalapeno kettle
因为Cindy对我的爱呢，他给我买了一些那个薯片。
I love that chip.
那个辣辣的薯片。
So.
我非常喜爱。
She opened it in front of me.
他呢，在我面前打开。
So I took two pieces.
那我吃了两片。
Now my kids love it too.
那我孩子也很喜欢。
So I walked away from it, so that bag of open chip is there.
但是呢，我走开了。那个，我从那个打开那个薯片旁边走开了。
Then I went to my office. I was working.
那我进入我自己的书房，我开始工作。
All the kids, you know, they don't eat spicy, but somehow when it's that jalapeno, you know, kettle cooked chips, they just devour it.
那我的孩子其实不爱吃辣，但是因为那个薯片有是那个薯片有辣辣的感味道，所以他们呢一下就把它吃掉了。
Oh, but my daughter Clara, she loves me so much.
但是呢，我的孩子 Clara 呢非常爱我。
She told everyone to not eat everything, and she put a she took a bowl and put some chip in there. And she goes, "Daddy needs some too, so we're going to save some for him."
我的女儿 Clara 呢说，把薯片呢装在一个碗里，放了一些，说这些你们不准吃，这些要给爸爸吃的。
I heard this in the kitchen happening.
我也听到，我听到他们的对话。
I'm thinking I don't need it. It's okay. I don't need it.
我知道我不需要这一盒薯片。
And Clara shows up in my office with that bowl of chip. Daddy, I saved a bowl of chip for you.
然后 Clara 把那碗薯片带过来，和我说，这是我留给你的。
When your daughter shows that kind of love and care and dedication to you, you can't say no to that.
当然，看到你的孩子这么爱我，你不可能拒绝他。
Right, because otherwise I'd be like, "Why did you give me chip? Don't you know I gained so much weight? Just take it back." Well, that's going to hurt her so much.
否则的话，如果我斥责她的话，你为什么要给我薯片呢？我已经超重了，你为什么还要给我这么？那这个会深深的伤害她。
So that bowl was just right in front of me.
那碗薯片呢？就在我面前。
As I was preparing for this message about self-control.
那我呢其实当时就在准备今天的道，就是如何要有自控能力。
I try to put it to the side.
那我把它放在边上。
Then Cindy comes over and she's eating it.
那Cindy 过来呢，她开始吃了。
So I took some.
那我也吃了。
I'm trying to exercise self-control.
那我呢其实在想要操练我的自控能力。
It wasn't 100% success.
虽然没有百分之百的成功。
That bowl of chip is mostly gone now.
那碗薯片呢现在已经差不多吃完了。
But there's still maybe 20 pieces, you know, at the bottom of the bowl.
那大概还有二十多片留着。
I want to leave that there, like that.
我是希望把那些薯片就留像这样子留着。
That shows I have some self-control.
那也显示出了我有一些自控能力。
Isn't that true for us, for you and me? Self-control is one of the hardest things in life to accomplish.
那对你来说，对我来说，当然也是。这是不是真的？那就是自控确实是非常的难。
And so that is why I don't title this second point to have self-control.
所以呢，第二点呢，我不是说要把它定为就是要有自控。
Actually, Paul here and throughout Scripture, the encouragement, brothers and sisters, for believer is.We need to develop a spirit-led self-control.
其实经文上呢，是这样说。保罗呢也想鼓励弟兄姐妹们呢，我们要培养有圣灵来引导我们的自控能力。
Well, Galatians chapter 5 verses 22 to 23 is where the scripture tells us what the fruit of the spirit is.
在加拉太书第五章二十二节说到，我们圣灵所结的果子。
And so self-control is a part of the fruit of the Spirit.
那自我控制就是圣灵所结的果子的一部分。
Brothers and sisters, to have the fruit of the Spirit,
弟兄姐妹们，我们要拥有圣灵的果子。
It's not to focus on those fruit.
并不是说要我们把重点放在这些果子上。
Right? If I'm able to love, if I'm able to be patient, if I'm able to be peaceful, if I'm able to be faithful, if I'm able to have self-control, then I'm already doing it myself.
如果我能够有仁爱、喜乐、和平和节制， 那我其实已经在依靠自己的能力在做了。
No, it's not talking about a flesh, self-motivated, virtue that we can develop.
这并不是说我们靠着我们自己的肉体、自己的自动能力或者我们自己的这个节操而能够做到的。
So, brothers and sisters, the Christian pursuit is not on the development of these manifestation of the fruit. The Christian pursuit is to walk with the Spirit and to keep in step with the Spirit.
我们基督徒所要追求的并不是说要培养我们自己有这些圣灵的果子。我们基督徒所要培养的就是所要追求的就是我们要和这些圣灵所结的果子一同行走。
Brother and sister, it's not just our own self-control.
并不是指我们自己的自控能力。
It's that control comes from the Spirit of God.
这个节制，这个控制要从神那里来，要从圣灵那里来。
It's not just our own will that's controlling our body and our mind.
并不是我们自己的意愿来控制我们的身体和思维。
But it's that constant connection with our God, knowing that what? Philippians 2, that we've all been studying in our fellowship, that says, it is God who is in us to will and to do for his own good pleasure.
而是呢，我们与神，而且我们与神不断的，就是神，而是神在我们里面，神的意愿在我们里面。从而使我们有这些圣灵的果子。
Yeah, brothers and sisters, there is a spiritual power that comes into us and causes that self-control to happen.
我们有圣灵的力量来到我们中间，从而使我们有这些从而使我们有这个自我节制的能力。
When we can believe, when we believe the promise of the Word of God,that when we are able to overcome our flesh, our impulses, right, our appetites, then there is greater joy.
当我们知道我们有从圣灵里来的力量而帮助我们来战胜我们自我的肉体，那这就是我们就能够得到喜乐。
There will be some self-denial.
我们有或许这当中会有一些就是有一些
自我的否定，
自我否定。
But we trust that the Spirit of God will give us the strength.
但是我们相信，圣灵会给我们力量。
And we know that when we have victory, God is the one who receives the glory.
我们知道，当我们成功的时候，神是那位接受荣耀的。
You know, for me, there's nothing wrong with eating some chips.
那对我来说，如果吃一些薯片呢，并不是有错的。
My reason for having self-control over eating more chip at this time is not so that I can lose weight and look good.
我不吃这些薯片的原因呢，并不是说我能够减肥我能够在大家面前看去很好。
It's not so that I can fit back into some of the pants I can't no longer fit into.
并不是说我这样做呢，我就能够把以前穿不下的衣服穿不下的衣服就能穿上
了。Because brothers and sisters, you know, those are flesh, self-willed, self-control.
但是弟兄姐妹们，你们要知道，这就是我们这些都是肉体上的，我们自己的这个意念的一些事情。
What's a spirit-led self-control?
那什么是叫做没有圣灵的没有圣灵的自我节制呢？
什么叫做被圣灵引导之下的控制自我？ Yeah. What is a spirit-led self-control? I don't want to continue to pump my body with unhealthy food for now.
那什么是圣灵引导下的自我节制呢？那就是我不想我不希望我的身体一直在一直在长胖。
Because I want to become active and healthy for my family.
因为我希望为了我的家庭，我能够健康。
And I want to be able to invest time with them.
因为我希望呢能够跟和他们呢更花更多的时间在一起。
I know that when my energy is there, I'm able to better serve the church. I'm able to better serve my brothers and sisters.
那我也知道，如果我有精力的话呢，那我就能更好的服侍我的教会，服侍我的弟兄姐妹们。
And for that purpose.I'm okay giving up that bag of chips for now until, you know, I go back to my weight and then I can start eating again.
那为了这些目的呢，我要有自我节制，就是不能吃那些薯片。
Getting up actually to exercise is not for my own benefit.
那要去运动锻炼身体并不是为我自己的好处。
It will benefit myself, I know.
我当然这会对我的身体是有好处的。
But I now make it a point that that's the time I will spend with my children as well.
但是呢我也要把重点呢就是我就是呢这样呢我就能和我的孩子呢在一起花一些时间。
I don't want to feel lazy. I don't want to feel tired because I'm not in the best health that I'm in.So that I can't be with my family, I can't be with my brothers and sisters.
当我和我的家人、孩子和我的弟兄姐妹在一起呢，因为我不希望呢，因为我身体不好呢而感觉到疲乏。
The fact of the matter, brothers and sisters, is that we all have those impulses.
当然，我知道我们大家都有这些冲动。
And what God is telling us, brothers and sisters, that we need to have control over it.
那神所对我们的信息就是呢，我们需要对这些呢需要有节制。
Because we want to do that, because we want to win the race, and we want to receive that crown of righteousness.
我们这样做呢，是因为我们想要参加这个赛跑，我们想要得到那个奖赏。
Remember, it says that we need to have that zeal, and we need to be fervent in our spirit and living for God.
有没有记得我们所讲到的，我们要殷勤不可懒惰，要心里火热服侍主。
So anything, brothers and sisters, any kind of impulses that would weaken our zeal for God.
所有的这一切，我们所有的冲动呢，都会减低我们对神的火热的心理。
Anything that douses our eagerness and earnestness in prayer.
Anything,
anything that causes us to lose our eagerness to pray.
那任何事情呢？影响我们热切祷告的一些原因。
Anything that starts to shift our mind away from the hunger we should have with God's word.
任何一切使我们对就是对使我们对神的使我们转移，就是对神的
对神话语的那种渴慕
渴慕
Anything that causes us to lose our longing to love.
任何呢使我们对这个爱所盼就是对这个爱所盼望所盼望的这个爱。
任何使我们失去爱人的那个心。Anything that hinders our passion for holiness.
那任何呢使我们对这个
圣
洁的热情
不再热情对没有在热情的追求属神的圣洁。So brothers and sisters, this is not just about being in the church.
这不仅仅是在教会里。
Brothers and sisters, I said, we are running this race for Christ.
我们呢是为基督而去参加这个赛跑。
Self-control is one of the hardest things, I know.
自我节制是非常困难的。
But we need this.
但是我们需要。
I need this.
我也需要。
This is not just whether or not you participate in ministry.
这不是只说你是否参与教会的服事。
This is whether your mind and your heart is really in your home.
In your what?
Yeah, this is speaking of whether your mind and your heart is in your home.
那这呢是真正的是指你的 你的心和你的你的思想是不是在，是不是在你所属的家庭里面？
Are you really intentional and purposeful to live for Christ in your marriage?
那在你的婚姻当中，你是不是呢，真正的就是有意识的要为神而活呢？
I mean, is your wife or is your husband really as important as your job?
那你的先生或者你的太太是不是和是不是真的是就是和你的工作一样重要呢？
Are your children really as important or less important than your own recreation?
那你的孩子对你来说是比你的休闲更重要呢，还是你的休闲比你的孩子更重要？
Do we haveself-control in those areas that we have become a blind spot in our lives? Are we actually applying self-control in areas that have become blind spots to us?
那在我们的生命当中，就是如果有盲点的话，我们是不是
应该
我们是
在自我的这种节制和这个自我的掌控的这个部分，也需要到我们已经忘记的这些生活上面的层面呢？ Because we all say, I know we all love God.
我们也都说我们知道我们爱神。
I know we all say that Jesus is our Lord.
我们也说耶稣是我们的主。
We all say how great a salvation it is that we have.
我们也说我们所拥有的救赎是多么的伟大。
We all say how wonderful and precious this eternal life is.
我们也说我们的这个永生是多么的珍贵。
But it's one thing to claim that and to believe that.
但是呢，我们如何宣扬这一点，去表示这一点呢？
Right, it's altogether a different thing to really do it.
那所有的一切呢，就是我们是要如何去做？
说这一切是一回事，相信这一切是一回事，但是真的能不能做到却又是另外一回事。I know that's the challenge I need to have, brothers and sisters.
这也是我所需要的挑战。
And I'm willing to take that challenge by God.
我也愿意呢，就是我也愿意我也愿意拿起这个挑战。
I'm willing to humble myself before God and say, God, what is it that you need me to look at my life so I can run better for you?
我也愿意在神面前呢谦卑自己，问神呢，需要我做什么。
And I hope, brothers and sisters, that's the same attitude you have before God.
我也希望呢，大家呢有在神面前有同样的这个态度。
Am I giving my all to serve Christ with my family members?
我有没有把我的一切所放弃我的一切来服侍我和我的家人一起服侍主呢？
Am I really running that race at my workplaces, whether I'm an employee or an employer?
在我的职场里面，我有没有去参加这场赛跑呢？
How am I carrying myself in the ministries that I'm part of in church?
那在教会的服事当中，我是如何去进行的呢？
Or for some of us, we have to ask this question: Why am I not part of any ministry in the church?
或许呢，我们当中有些人可能要问自己这个问题：我为什么没有在教会里服事呢？
Am I seeing my workplace and my family as ministry also, and I'm really putting my heart and my thoughts?And my spirit in it?
那我有没有把我的工作场所或者我的家庭当作一种服侍呢？我有没有把我的整个心灵、整个思想都放在这个服侍上面呢？
Brothers and sisters, when we have the right direction,
当我们有一个正确的引导的时候，正确的方向的时候
，and when we have the right purpose.
当我们有个正确的目的的时候
，We will not run aimlessly.
那你就不会毫无目的的去赛跑。
We will not be boxing air.
那你就不会对着空气打拳。
And you will see your life bear fruit.
那你就会看到你的生命会结果子。
And you will see God's blessing pour into your heart, souls, and it will pile on into your lives.
那你就会看到神的祝福会满满的灌在你的心里，你的生命当中。
That's the blessing He has for His church.
这就是神对他的教会的祝福。
And that's His promise.
这也是他的应许。